1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Art Griego joins us. Mr. Griego is a... he's a private pilot. You do a lot of things, Art, professionally, but you were also a children's advocate, and you join us on the program today to talk about Michael Jackson, a guy that you think has hurt the work of people who are truly interested in helping kids.
Well, Phil, I personally believe Michael Jackson could be guilty. I'm not ready to judge his guilt or innocence, but I think the guy is highly inappropriate, and what his behavior does... is it hurts people such as I who truly respect kids and enjoy their company.
Do you have children?
No, I don't, Phil. I don't have any kids of my own, but that's because I have not yet met the right lady, so hopefully that's in my future. But what I do is I content myself with meeting kids or enjoying an afternoon at places where they like to go.
When you say you're a child's advocate, what do you mean by that? Are you working at shelters?
Not specifically, Phil. What I do is I... really just interact with kids on a daily one-on-one basis wherever I go. I like to go places where kids like to go. I like to do the things that kids like to do. I'm perfectly content, for instance, to give an example of going to an amusement park where kids are and talking to them and finding out the things that they're interested in.
All right, now what would you say your relationship with kids is? We're not talking Michael Jackson, obviously.
No, Phil, Michael Jackson has stepped way over the line with kids. I just enjoy being around them. I enjoy being, if I have an afternoon off, for instance, I'll go over to Disneyland and watch the kids. You know, they have so much fun on the rides. You can overhear some of their conversations. I do carry a camera. I'm a kind of a photo buff. I'll ask them if they don't mind me taking their picture.
Are you by yourself, or?
Well, it's funny being around other adults, like I am most of the time, can really bring a lot of stress. And so when I want to unwind, I go by myself. I'm not uncomfortable with my own company.
We're talking with Art Griego, a self-described kids advocate, who says that Michael Jackson's behavior ruins it for people such as himself who truly cares about kids. So you go to Six Flags Magic Mountain, you go to Disneyland, you go to Knott's Berry Farm, and you're going by yourself.
That is correct, yeah. And that's, you know, when you say you're going by yourself, it's not that unusual. I just like going to the parks, because that way I can have connection to the kids, and there isn't an adult there who is interfering with my communication with them. I can go over a couple of days, visit these places, watch the kids. I like the sound of their voices. I like their optimism.
All right, I want to ask you, Art, that, you know, you wanting to be with kids, you say, you know, do you ever get people being a little suspicious of you and thinking that maybe you have bad intentions? You know,
well, I certainly hope not, Phil, because I don't have any bad intentions toward the kids. I just like being around them. I take a camera, get some pictures of the kids. I can tell you that.
And these are kids that you don't know. They're just kids that are at the parks. They're kids that are out.
Well, yeah. When you say I don't know them, I get to know them.
But you didn't start the day out knowing them. You just walk into an amusement park, and there's the kid, and you strike up a conversation.
Well, we'll talk, or I'll get a picture of them. You know, they may not know that I'm there necessarily.
So do you feel that there's adults that think you have bad intention?
Again, I certainly hope there aren't any adults who misunderstand what I'm doing. I just like being around kids and occasionally getting a photograph of them. I can tell you that I am an avid weightlifter, and I run about 5 miles a day, and I'm sure my physical presence, in a way, is a little intimidating to any adult that would want to challenge me. But I can tell you, it's a little bit insulting for somebody to walk up to me and say, do you have bad intentions toward these kids? And you'd understand it if I didn't want to take kindly to that. And I do, like I say, I lift weights. If someone misunderstands and thinks I'm a pervert, for instance, I would suggest they not say anything, because I'm not, and it would only get me angry if they... said something to me.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Art Griego. He is, among other things, a private pilot. You just mentioned you're an avid weightlifter. You say that Michael Jackson's behavior toward children has ruined it for people who are true kids advocates, such as yourself. And what do you mean, even if you were a pervert, you wouldn't do anything to hurt a child for life?
Well, the bottom line, Phil, is a lot of these parents are paranoid because of this Michael Jackson and what he's done. And I can assure you that even if I were some kind of even if I were a child molester, I would never do anything to a child that would traumatize him for the rest of his life, like what Michael Jackson.
Well, that's what I mean. What do you mean if you were a pervert, you wouldn't do anything to hurt a child for life? I mean, anything you do to a kid in that way will scar him forever.
Look, Mr. Turner, please don't tell me about kids. I've been around them my whole life. I've taken pictures of them at amusement parks. I talk with them. You know, you can be in a restroom. You're waiting for food. I know kids. There's nothing wrong with when you sense the child needs a hug, you give them a big hug and a kiss on the cheek. So that's not going to traumatize a kid for life. And I'll tell you, the way I see these parents out there acting with the kids need a hug.
All right, so you're walking up to strange kids? And
no, I'm not. I'm not just walking up.
Look, how long have you known the kid before you walk up to him and hug him?
It could be a kid that I just saw. I mean, I don't understand the nature of your question. Again, you have to understand, I lift weights. I am a very imposing presence. I don't know that I'd take kindly to your questions.
All right, I want to ask you this. I mean, I'm not trying to make you angry. You're coming up and hugging a kid and kissing him on the cheek?
That's right. That's nothing that's going to scar a kid for life. I'm just giving the kid the hug because he needs it. And I can tell you that I do sales. I travel a lot. I've been in every restroom, every bathroom you walk into to wash your hands or do your business. There's generally a boy there who has just had an argument with his parents and could use a kiss on the cheek.
Well, I mean, maybe not that bad, but it's that you're kissing the kid in a public bathroom, I guess.
Well, it's the only place where a kid can get away from his nagging mother. I wish you'd get your mind... And really, Phil, you shouldn't assume too much here because, again, physically I am rather intimidating. I've got a 28-inch arm and...
All right, I don't want to get you angry.
But you have to understand, half these kids don't get hugs and kisses from their parents. So that when I see a kid in a public restroom who needs that, I'm going to give it to him, a hug, and if he lets me take his picture, I will. But it doesn't make me a pervert. And
what if a parent asked you to stop doing that? They just didn't like it. Even though it may not be perverted to hug a kid and kiss him on the cheek, what if I, as a parent, told you, please don't do that?
Well, because I've been asked that, and I respond by saying this. I don't think it's illegal. People, you know, if you misunderstand me, you misunderstand me, but I think I have the right.
No, if I'm a parent, and even though you mean nothing by coming up to a kid and hugging and kissing him on the cheek, I don't want you to do that.
I understand that.
You're going to still do it?
I believe I have the right to. You can't tell me. And again, I don't want to keep hitting this, but I lift, and as I say, I run 5 miles a day. I have been in a number of bodybuilding competitions. I'd love to meet the guy that comes up to me and tells me I can't do something. So,
am I to believe that you were going to physically intimidate somebody who asked you not to kiss their kid and hug their kid?
No, but I mean, why? Why are you asking me that? A hug and a kiss on the cheek, that's not a pervert. That's a caring adult. I can tell you, Phil, I was in a public toilet 6 months ago, and I met a young guy. His name was Jason. He'd just been told by his dad that he was stupid. And I hugged him, and I kissed that boy for just, you know, about a minute or so, and I just held him. Because that's all he wanted. And people misunderstand my intentions. People misunderstand my intentions. But again, I lift.
I know. You said you have a 28-inch arm.
That's right.
So you're going to kick my rear end?
No, sir. I would not do that. I don't know how many people would actually want to come up and challenge me because I do. As the saying is, I'm ripped.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking here with Art Griego. He's a member of... He calls himself a child advocate. He likes to hang around with kids. He goes to amusement parks by himself, takes pictures of them, talks with them, and occasionally gives them a hug and a kiss, and it's not perverted, and he thinks guys like Michael Jackson make guys like him look bad. Although he feels like he can give a kid a hug and a kiss, and even if you're the parent, you have no right to tell him not to because it's not against the law. The part here, and I don't know if you noticed it or not, Chris, he keeps referring to how ripped he is, how he lifts And who would dare walk up to him and challenge him? I mean, when it comes to my kids, I got to tell you, all that stuff just doesn't matter. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line, naked. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, I have on the line here Art Griego. He is a private pilot, flies commercially at times. You do a lot of things professionally, Art, but you also describe yourself as a child's advocate. And I suppose most of us think of a child's advocate as someone who lobbies Congress or a state legislature, but you simply go out into the world and befriend kids. You think Michael Jackson and what he represents has ruined it for you and men like you?
Without question, Phil, there is no sexual intent in what we do. We just try to, I don't know how do you want to say it, I try to get a picture. And I've been in public toilets across this country and Canada, and I have met some great kids who just want to have someone hug them and kiss them on the cheek, not the lips. There's no sexual contact. And I've got photographs. I wish you could see. It's what I call my friends board at home. I've got a bulletin board with hundreds of photographs of children that I followed.
See, when you say followed, that's the thing that scares me as a parent.
Well, I find it insulting that you'd be scared, because I'm not trying to hurt the children. Okay?
You also say nobody would dare talk to you because you're ripped. So,
well, I'm built. I mean, what do you want me to say?
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This is Andy on the Phil Hendry Show. Andy, you're with Art Griego. Go ahead.
Yes. I have three children, and my concern is that, you know, we can't just trust, take anyone's word this day and time that they have no ill intention towards the child, you know? And, I mean, it's not because there's not people out there with good intentions or no harm intended.
Yes,
but
sir.
There are so many who are, and being a stranger, it just does not make it by no means to where a parent can just say, well, okay, this guy says he don't mean no harm.
Well, that's true. I can tell you, Andy, I think your concern is well placed. But as I say, I've been in public restrooms or wherever you meet a lot of the kids.
Definitely not in the public restroom. I mean, you know, you just have to understand, as a parent, with you being a stranger, if I walked in there and you was hugging my child like that, I mean,
you have to understand, Andy, I don't mean any harm, that's number one. But number two, you're not going to want to take me on.
Another grown adult putting their hands on my child.
Well, yeah,
my permission. I'm not going to worry about taking you on. I'm probably going to worry about, well, what lawyer am I going to hire?
Well, what, you're going to sue me for hugging a boy who...
No, I'm probably going to, you know, if I take you on, well, I'm probably like, shoot you.
Sir, I mean, the boy ran into...
No, the point is, you shouldn't be putting your hands on someone else's child if they're a stranger to you, and the parent and the child both don't know you.
And I got a question.
If you knew them and had a relationship with their family, then I could understand your concern for them. But just going around hugging anybody's child, I do not understand
any
form or fashion.
Not anybody's child.
Well, why is it a public latrine?
A public latrine is not a place to be going around trying to hug on someone's little boy.
Well, let me say, I have found that public toilets are the best place because kids go there to
I'm not so sure your intentions aren't ill.
Well,
you just go around every day in public latrines waiting on little boys?
No, sir, I do not, and I have to say I resent the question.
Well, wait a minute, Mr. Griego, you have to understand. You meet little boys in public latrines, public toilets, as you say. You're built and ripped.
So that makes me a homosexual, a predatory homosexual, because I take care of my body. Is that it?
No, sir, it doesn't necessarily do that. It is a question, and I thank you very much, Andy, for your call. It's a question that may stand out in a parent's mind as to whether their child is safe or not.
I know how to become a boy or a girl's friend. I know how to relate to them on their level, which is something so many parents can't do. And the public toilet is probably a godsend for so many of these kids, where they can retreat, collect their thoughts, and perhaps meet someone who understands them and finds them to be, in hopes that they understand me. That's the other thing. It's a two-way street. I'm hoping for their understanding as well.
1-800-449-8686. And you say you can bench press 350 pounds, huh?
Yeah. That's not with a hangover. If you.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Jim, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Well, I'd like to make a comment, I'd like to tell this.
Watch your language.
I apologize. I'm just frustrated. I am a father of six children. I have four boys, two girls. And if there was ever one time somebody, a stranger, would walk into, per se, a boys' room or out at a park and attempt to wrap their arms around my kids without me knowing them from a long line of family history, you know, in the family, a cousin, you know, something like that. I mean, hell yeah, I'd think that'd be a little bit something out of line.
When was the last time you gave your kids a hug?
Let me see. Just to let you know a little bit about myself.
Yes, sir.
I am a long-haul truck driver. I own a business of my own. I am home two nights out of the week. And, buddy, I'll tell you something. I love my kids more than life itself. My wife, my children come first. I wrap my arms around my children and tell them how much I appreciate that I am their father and they are my children, that God give them to me.
As a trucker, you know, you're familiar with the lavatories there at the rest stops. And what I'm saying is, a lot of times you can make connections with
Wait. Hold on for a moment. What are you talking about, picking up guys?
No, sir, I am certainly not. I'm just asking that you know where the restroom.
Restroom is no place in the world to make any kind of connection, whether it be man, woman, or child.
Couldn't agree more with that.
Well, but the toilet, the public toilet, has been so good for this country in terms of people being. I'm sorry?
The public toilet is where you go to relieve yourself of your indigestion, your bladder. There's no communicational problem, you know.
Right.
You go in there, you don't mess around. You don't wrap your arms around another man and woman's child and give them a hug and a kiss. In my opinion, I'll tell you something, buddy. I don't care how ripped your arms are. I don't care how buff you are. If you was to ever do something like that to one of my kids or anybody in my family that I know of, I would rip your head off.
Well,
and I would not think twice about it.
You haven't seen me, though. And that's one of the things. See, I'll hug a kid, and Mr. Henry asked if people get upset. Well, I wouldn't know, because I think a lot of them are just intimidated by how ripped I am.
I could tell by the sound in your voice, you are the farthest thing from being intimidating.
Well, I pulled into the Chevron station off the I-60 just last night, and I met a young man who really needed a hug. And he had the restroom key. And
What is it with toilets? Everybody you meet in a toilet? I mean...
No, sir, I most certainly do not.
Well, everything... Go ahead, Jim.
What I would have to say, there has been a lot of kids that I have seen through my children's school, and that is when you take, and as an adult, you walk up to them, and if it looks like they're having a bad day, that does not give you permission to take and wrap your arms around them inside the lavatory.
What if they're in a public lavatory? That's the whole thing.
Public lavatory or no? We're talking with Art Griego, children's advocate, on how he walks up to a kid and wraps his arms around the kid and gives him a hug if he thinks he needs it, regardless of what the parents think, because he's ripped. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Mark Griego joins us, Child's Advocate. If you're a friend of kids and you think Michael Jackson's giving children advocates a bad name, why are you primarily meeting children in public toilets, as you call it?
Well, Phil, I think you're focusing too much on that. I think the public toilet has really been given a bad name down through the years. It's a place where young people will generally go when they're feeling down, and in a public lavatory, you can make contacts.
Then we're not talking about sex, right?
No, I don't really want to say that again. I'm not.
Well, sir, I'm not accusing you of being a pervert.
Well, you seem to be. And again, I have 25-inch arms. I don't know where else you want me to go with that, because somebody tells me that I'm a pervert, then it's on. And
well, then don't be hugging anybody's kid in a toilet, in a public lavatory. Sonia, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I have a son that is 12 years old.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just want you to know that if he was to walk out of a public restroom and told me that a strange man tried to hug, kiss, or take pictures of him, that person would probably catch a baseball bat to the back of the head when he came out of the store.
Well, now, wait a minute. What did I do that's so bad?
You put your hands on my child. Children have been taught forever.
But if he looks
depressed... Now, hold on a minute.
What if you just yelled at him and he's depressed?
Well, you know what? You're not going to help that much. You're probably going to scare him.
Well, I
Children get in trouble by their parents. That does not mean that they need a stranger putting their hands on them and scaring them and going against what they have been taught all their life growing up.
I can tell you, Sonia, that when I was a young man and I got down, the public toilet at the international airport was a great...
Whoa, wait a minute. I can't... This is Phil Hendry, Sonia. I can't keep going down this public toilet place, okay?
Well, the lady said she's going to take a baseball bat to my head.
And your 25-inch arms wouldn't matter.
Well, I got to tell you something, Sonia. Once you get a look at the guns that I've got...
I'm not impressed.
You're not impressed.
You seem more impressed by yourself than anybody else is, so why don't you stick to yourself?
Well, I'm not trying to intimidate anybody, ma'am. People have
Well, that's all you've said the whole show, though.
Wait a second. I have been threatened with physical violence, and
I
got
to
tell you...
Well, carry it through.
Well, ma'am, I'll tell you this. If you swung a bat at the guns that I've got...
You wouldn't see it until it hit you.
Ma'am, if you swung a bat at my guns, I'd break it in half.
I promise you it wouldn't be at your arms.
Well, where are you going to hit me? The head? How tall are you?
Oh, well, I'm tall enough to hit your head.
Well, ma'am, I could tell you, you'd be thrilled to see a Polaroid of me and your son flexing together or whatever, because you'd know that the boy is being treated properly.
You know what? My child is treated properly, and he doesn't need strangers coming up to him in the bathroom.
Yeah, wait a minute. What do you mean flexing together?
A lot of times the kids will ask me about weightlifting, and I'll take my shirt off and show them. I mean, it's not... But see,
you take your
like
shirt
you.
Off in a public bathroom and take pictures with them?
Okay, but to a woman
that doesn't
like,
sound a little strange to you?
See, your mind is
no.
Is
maybe
really
yours. Maybe your mind's whack.
No, I think your mind is in the gutter if you're thinking about that.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's the best place for parents to have their minds when it comes to people like you.
So, in other words, just because I take my shirt off and take off another boy's shirt in a public bathroom, and we take pictures of each other, that's sexual.
Oh,
yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
You're sick.
I mean, come on.
No, I don't understand. I really don't.
I really do hope. I hope that real child advocates hear this. And hear you.
The boys, I got a picture of the kids holding onto my arms like it's a jungle gym. They're hanging off my arms. That's sexual. I just want to be clear. You guys are saying that that is sexual.
You take my child's shirt off in a bathroom, and you wouldn't have to worry about it anymore.
Ma'am, I got a six-pack.
I promise you.
I've got a six-pack.
I got a baseball bat.
You want to rock and roll with me?
That's going to help you.
You want to rock and roll with a guy who's got 25-inch arms?
You know, when it comes to children, Mr. Griego, people...
All right, well, then she'd be sued for hitting me because I happen to
be in a bathroom
talking
to a kid. Well, you know what? You go to jail for touching
my child. Oh, really? What's the charge?
I guess we can
hugging
take it
a
out.
Kid?
We can take care of it in jail, huh?
Hugging a kid, huh? Every boy wants to learn how to get a rack like mine, and you can't. You don't like it, so...
No, I don't like you touching my child.
All right, listen, Sonia, good points. 1-800-449-8686. You say, what's the charge? I think it's a form of battery, isn't it?
Oh, my sweet living Christ. So now you're telling me that because I hug a kid, I'm guilty of felonious battery.
I don't know if it's a felony. I don't know if it's a misdemeanor. But I believe that touching someone when they don't want to be touched...
Aha! What do you mean, they? Are you sure you don't mean the parents? Now, Sonya thinks she's going to lie in wait with a baseball bat. When I come walking out of there, okay, with a 30-inch waist, 25-inch guns, I got a six-pack washboard like you wouldn't freaking believe, and she's going to take a swing at my head?
Why the threat of physical violence?
I haven't threatened anybody. People said they're going to take a baseball bat to me.
Here is Chris. Chris, go ahead. Chris?
Art?
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Oh, Art?
Yeah.
Sir, I'd like to say that you are a pervert.
Well, I guess the old saying is it takes one to know one, huh?
No. Taking your clothes off
in
a public restroom, wanting to flex and take pictures with young kids.
How's that sexual?
Is wrong.
How's that sexual?
I mean, you're sick.
Well,
you're right up there with Michael Jackson.
How's that sick? Taking photographs is sick?
Taking your shirt off in a public restroom with a young child and wanting to take a picture of being half naked, you're sick.
Sir, I'm not half naked. I take the shirt off so the kids can see my guns and my six-pack and my wife.
Yeah, your guns and your six-packs. We've heard enough about this tonight, all right? Ooh, so you're big enough. You mess with my kid? Yeah, I'm not no bodybuilder, and I'm not nothing, but I'll tell you what, the rage of a father who loves his child will take care of no matter what size of a person you are.
I'm going to take a wild guess here, Chris. You don't have any kids.
I have one. Yes, I
do. And he lives with his mother, right?
Huh?
And he lives with his mother.
No, he lives with me.
Look, my calves are the size of your thighs.
I don't care. I really don't care. Why
that
are you so up on your body? I mean,
yeah, no kidding.
Okay, let me ask you this.
All right,
if you're a child advocate, why don't you join the YMCA, teach basketball?
I'll tell you why.
That's a group activity with kids.
I'll tell you why I don't join the YMCA, because the group, the Village People, who were committed homosexuals, sang about the YMCA as a homosexual hospice, and I'll have nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Are you homophobic?
No, I just don't want to be identified as a homosexual.
So you're saying that any coach at the YMCA has homosexual
tendencies? That's a horrible discredit to the YMCA. That's a terrible thing that they have to live down for you, who's taken pictures of himself with other kids in a public toilet with his shirt off, saying that they're homosexuals at the YMCA.
Well, that's what the Village People said.
No, they didn't say that.
Oh, come on. Young men, if you need to lay down, I'm saying young men, if your finger is...
Listen, the Village People is like 30 years ago, okay?
Okay,
I mean,
Brown. I like to show these
things
boys...
Things have changed since the Village People, I don't know if
I could pull
music,
on...
But...
I'll tell you one of the things that I did, Chris, last summer at a state fair. I pulled an 18-wheeler with my teeth at a strongman contest they had.
Okay, what's that have to do with anything that we're talking about tonight?
Well, some guy comes up to me and calls me a pervert just because I'm taking a picture with a kid in a toilet stall.
If it's my child, yes.
I don't get it.
You don't get it. You don't get how a guy would be upset if you're taking a picture. Keep your shirt on in a public toilet. You want to be a kid's advocate, go to work in Sacramento, go to work in Washington.
Hey.
Go to work for the kids, you know, go to work for these kids resource centers like the My Friend's Place thing that we do.
I'm not into that.
Hey, Art, let me ask you a question real quick.
Yeah, real quick.
Are you in a bathroom and you're talking to you, have you ever had the experience where you're trying to hug a kid and he says, no, don't touch me? Have you had that experience?
Yeah, but a couple times. I mean, you quickly talk them out of it.
Okay,
I'll say to them the words I'm going to say to you. I say, young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. Young man, because you're in a new town, there's no need to be unhappy. Boom, boom, boom. And then you go, you can make the YMCA thing. And
what, are we dancing now? Is that what we're doing, dancing? What, are you quoting the YMCA lyrics or something?
Hey, Art, let me ask you another question.
There's no place you can go. I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay here, and I'm sure you'll find someone to... I'm sorry, I didn't mean it.
Yeah, that's great.
Hey, Art, let me ask you this. Let's say you're in the bathroom with the kid, And he's saying no. And about that time, two cops walk in, and you got your shirt off, and you're trying to show your guns. What do you think those two cops are going to do to you when that kid's saying, no, don't hug me? You're going to jail, brother.
I'm sure they're going to look at me and say, good day to you, sir, and wash their hands, take a pee, and leave.
Sorry.
I would say to them, it's fun to stay at the Y.
Oh, shut up.